Hello, sisters, brothers, and indefinable others, and welcome to A Shot of Cthulhu. I'm Kim, and I will be your guide as we explore solo role-playing games together. Today's game is Carved by the Garden by Cassie Mothwin. This is a folk horror RPG. It is meant to be played by yourself. You will need a few things other than the book to play: a standard deck of playing cards, including the jokers, a six-sided die, 8 small pieces of nature or tokens to represent those, a tumbling block tower like Jenga. There are some alternatives she lists in the book, but I will save those for you to discover. And you'll need a notebook, something to write in, a way to record your adventures. You will be my journal. So voice recording is allowed. It is probably good to note that this is a wretched and alone style game, and that's kind of exciting. This will be my first Wretched and Alone that I've played with the Jenga Tower, so I'm super psyched. Let's see, at the beginning of this it says, "Let not my southern readers who associate ideas of comfort with the term cottage mistake. This thing is built of shingle with low walls, its thatch is hollow, the peat smoke curls stingily from its stunted chimney. It is worthy of its savage surroundings." That was Joseph Sheridan Le Fanu in Laura Silver Bell. So yeah, there's a lot of creepy in this as I read through it. Let's get to the safety warnings, because there's a list. There is disturbing and unsettling content ahead. This game includes themes of fear, isolation, suspense, despair, violence, self-harm, claustrophobia, drowning, fire, stalking, gaslighting, allusions to cannibalism, snakes, insects, birds, spiders, body horror, self-deleting, abuse, lust, light sexual themes, and death. There isn't explicit child death or torture to animals, but the prompts may hint at these themes, so it may exist somewhere in the world, but not right here. Read and play with caution. Remember that you can change, ignore, rewrite, abandon any part of this game that you want. And as a commitment to you, dear listener, I will try to keep this PG-13. She does have some tumbling tower alternatives. As I said, you can use that if you need to. So let's see what we can get into here. So, the situation. Those you lived with are worried for you. Every day you wander into the woods alone. When you return at dusk, a wild shadow lingers in your steps. Those you live with wish you would stop, but their efforts have proved useless. You always find a way or a reason to return to the woods. Those you live with offer you a compromise. Journal each day about your experiences. Those you live with promise they won't read your journal unless there is a night you don't come home. They beg you to be honest in your journal, and you agree. But you wonder if they'll believe what they read. Let's see, what have you found in the dirt? Or what is this? Carved by the Garden is a structured journaling game where you document your character's likely last days in the nearby woods. You love the woods. You fear the woods. You get the sense your unchaperoned visits to the wilds are nearing an end. You must make the most of your time, what time you have left. During the game, you'll roll a die, draw cards from a deck, read their associated events, pull blocks from a tumbling tower, place or remove tokens from a card, and write about your experiences in character. Who are the Wicked Woods? The woods are vast and mostly unmapped. Some landmarks exist in the minds of locals, but interestingly enough, no one can seem to agree exactly where to find them. History and legends about the woods differ from person to person, religion to religion, and evidence to evidence. As soon as researchers feel like they've unlocked a path to the past, additional resources reveal their proposed truths to be inaccurate. This game is written with the idea that cell phones don't exist yet, but if you want the setting closer to present day, there's just no signal in the woods. Many will agree, however, that there is something strange about the woods. This setting doesn't have a specific season, but the liminal space surrounding the autumnal equinox may prove inspirational. And then you have character creation. So, who you are, your time period, your age, and then some questions to help you create your character. I'm going to let you discover the actual creation process for yourself and just tell you a little bit about my character as we get to that portion. There are some other things that I think I want to read to you before we do that. So you've got your day is two parts. It's the dice and the cards, and then the tasks, if there are any that the cards want you to do. And then you're going to end up writing your thing. So that's the day and night cycle, right? Okay, so I'm Hannah Baker, and I'm 13 years old in the year of our Lord, 1912. I live with my mom, Paul. He's a miner down the coal mines. I spend a lot of time in the woods because I don't ever want to hear that alarm go off saying that maybe he's been buried forever in those horrible dark mines. I can't take it. But my folks are superstitious and they don't like the woods. They believe about anything anybody tells them. Like, which is it? Is the pastor right and Jesus will protect us all? Or is it the woods are full of monsters that'll eat you? Which is it? I don't know. If I couldn't go to the woods, I'd probably go mad. Turn into my mama. Saying rosaries 15 times a day. Between baking bread and mending clothes. Sometimes in the woods you hear your name. I think maybe the woods. I don't know. I think maybe they want me. I don't know for what. That's a little scary. Day one. Dear Mom, Paul, you've asked that I record my daily goings and comings with the woods. You're afraid I might be kidnapped or get lost or worse. You promise not to read this diary and only use it if I don't come home by sundown. I agree that the woods are dangerous, but I know how to stay safe. I love the woods. The woods love me. Alright, so the cards have different categories here. Hearts are bonds. Your roots grow deep. Would they die for you? Diamonds, supernatural. It's addictive. You cannot take the magic with you. Clubs, factions. Not everyone gets along. You knew this was never a paradise. Spades, earth. We all come from the dirt. Nourishing and suffocating. Everything you encounter is real. The shadows, the creatures, the inexplicable. This game takes place during the day, with you returning home each night. But the bright light and shifting branches make it easy for horrors to blend in with the wilderness. You can only assume it becomes so much worse at night. Don't miss your curfew. If at any time you feel your character has seen enough and has been swayed to stay away from the woods, you can turn to Severed Ties. This section is on page 35. All right, let's go. So that's four. So we draw four cards, right? So the first one is the Five of Clubs. Clubs are factions. Oh, so we're starting off good. Many groups make their homes here. Best not to take sides. You're merely a trespasser. You heard a harmonic gospel echoing through the trees. When you followed the sound, you discovered a small pond with several muddy white robes floating on the surface. There's no sign of anyone else around. What do you make of the lyrics to the song? What have you proselytized recently? Pull from the tower. Okay. Yay. So it seems like maybe there are others called to the woods. I think this sure looks like when the preacher does the baptisms for his church. I wonder what lives in that little pond. I wonder if they're the ones that been calling my name. I don't think I'm going to stick around to find out, though. I don't think so. This doesn't feel like my place. I'm gonna move on a little bit. Okay. And the next card was a Joker. That can't be good. The woods have a mind of their own. The woods are unmapped, not because of the difficult terrain, but because the items within shift of their own accord. Jokers represent this. When you first draw a joker, discard it and reshuffle the deck you've been drawing from. Respond to this prompt. For a moment, you lost your way, but something within the darkness pulled you through the woods. Were you being summoned, or were you being chased? What marker helps you figure out where you are? Oh Lord. Is this one of them? Is this one of them there? Them there people from the pond? I want to go into the pond. I'm not ready for that yet. Those folks sure didn't come out. To be real honest, I'm not wearing white today. I'm wearing an old pair of dirty jeans my daddy gave me. I don't know. Okay, the Seven of Diamonds. You found a large crumbling goat statue carved in lichen. Arms outstretched as if cradling something. In front of the statues, a wild stump acted as a pedestal for a fresh flower crown. What vision did the statue grant you when you put the crown on? Have you ever dreamt of being royalty? You may peek at the next five cards in the deck and rearrange them in whatever order you think favorable. Well, I promise you I will be doing that. Okay, so I think this and this. Right, okay. Okay, yeah, there we go. Some diamonds and some hearts, but some clubs. It's going to be exciting. Exciting. But anyway. So I see the statue, and it's a little goat man. He's so cute, though. I can't imagine that the pastor thinks the devil looks like a goat. Such silly little creatures, and he's so friendly. Arms outstretched. Like he's holding something, or maybe like he's wanting a hug. I don't know. It's a lot more comforting than And those robes, though. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't good. I love this little crown. I think I'll put it on my head. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh, I feel so light and happy. Like I could really belong here if it would just, if there was just a way I could stay. But I can't. It's already, the sun's already past high. But I'd love to be here. Use this little stump as my throne next to my little goat god. Wouldn't that be something? I'm getting all high. Highfalutin. That's not good. That's not good. That's prideful, and that's not good. So I think I'm going to take my little crown and put it right on that little goat's arms. He needed to be holding something. Maybe this crown should be his. For now. For now, I think that's best. That's best. Alright. Ace of Hearts. The woods leave their mark on you. How does it manifest? See page 39. Oh no. Do you feel the beginnings of antlers? Skin as tough as bark? Venom along your lips? Claws at your fingertips? A craving for blood? Do not discard this card. Put it to the side. At the end of each day, after writing in your journal, roll a six-sided die on a result of four or higher. Add a piece of nature token to the card. Each piece of nature represents a new mark the woods leave on you. Describe how it manifests. Oh, well, nuts. Okay. Page 39. Oh, that's not at all frightening. Okay, so what do I do? Alright, so let's see. One, two. Oh, great. So I have an extra eye. Isn't that exciting to have an extra eye? Oh, good lord. So, hey, that crown was awesome. So I was getting up to go home after talking with my little goat. And my forehead started to itch something awful. And I reached up to scratch and my lord, I swear, this little eyeball opened up in my forehead and I can see other colors. There are more. I don't even know what you call these. I don't know what you call these. Mama and Daddy are going to lose their minds. I don't know. I don't. It's getting late. I got to go. So I run home and into my room before anybody can say anything to me. And I find an old scarf. And I tie it around my hair and over my forehead so they can't see that eyeball. I'll get a good look at it tomorrow when they're not around. But for now, I better write in my journal. I hope they really don't read this. I think they'll lose their minds if they know it. The woods touched me this way. I don't think they'd like that. I don't think they'd like that at all. Never let me go back. That was day two. Day three, we draw two cards. So, shorter day in the woods. So I head out to the woods. Like you do, you know. After breakfast. Mama and Daddy, they were busy, so they didn't really notice. necessarily that I had my head covered. But as soon as I get out to the woods, I take that scarf right off and shove it in my pocket. I want to be able to see the colors that the woods gave me. And I follow some of them. I follow them through the woods. It's a weird color. It's like a pink, but it's got some other color twined in it. And it leads me to this old pile of dolls in the middle of the woods. Don't make no sense. They look like they're all made of corn husks. All of them's made of corn husks and twine piled as high as I am. Oh my word, there must be hundreds of these. They look so neat. I think my granny used to play with these. I'm almost sure she had one. I think I'm going to take one home. I'm going to take one home for Mama. Maybe then she'll understand that the woods can give gifts. Maybe. And I have to pull another Jenga thingy. Yep. Okay. Don't fall yet. I mean, you could. But where would be the fun in that for the podcast, right? There we go. Okay, and the next card is the Queen of Diamonds. So off I go, a little deeper into the woods. It's a pretty day, and everything's so dappily. It's quiet, though. It's unnatural quiet. I haven't heard not a bug nor a bird in hours, I don't think. I did get a nice drink out of a stream. That was nice. Rested along a big oak. It's one of my favorite trees. It's the only thing that always seems to be in the same place for me. And I was there when these strangers snuck up on me. They came from the trees around me. They were everywhere. There was this man, this strange man. He brought me gift, though. He told me to hold out my hands, close my eyes. And I did. I closed them. I closed all three of them. Because they scared me, you know, people. And I opened my eyes and they were gone. And there was a sputtering heart right in my hands. I don't know who they were or why they gave me this damn thing. But I was so hungry and it wasn't my fault. Because I was just so hungry. I need to do something. This was somebody's. So I only took the one bite, so I'm gonna bury it and it'll be okay, I think. I think it'll be okay. And now I discard that card. Okay. Oh, no, I don't discard this card. So I get to keep it. And the next time I'm told to pull a Jenga thing, I can choose to discard the queen instead of pulling a block from the tower. So that's kind of cool. And that is the end of that day. So we're on day four, getting ready to start day four. Wash up on my way home. In that creek, I don't know. Oh, and I got that bandana back on. Or they'll see and they'll know. They can't know. She writes in her journal. It was right where she always kept it. It didn't seem disturbed, so she's pretty happy about that. So. Five. We draw five cards. It's going to be a long day. Okay. So. first card. Oh, it's a Jack of Diamonds. Okay. Okay. So I get up. I had breakfast with my family. I presented my mama with the little cornhusk doll, and she seemed kind of creeped out by it, but she smiled and said she appreciated it. She made sure that I ate, and I ate pretty good this morning, because I didn't necessarily want to eat anything in the woods. I don't know. But I went out, and it was pretty day, and I hiked a different direction today, and I found this scenic cliff. It was beautiful. And across the way, I saw these big trees, and they were moving in the distance. Like, I don't know, almost like they were getting up to move somewhere else, you know? It was more than wind. They were moving, and you could hear it. You could hear roots ripping. And their branches, they cracked and popped. You ever heard them crack and pop in the winter when the wind blows and everything's frozen? It's like gunshots, I swear. And I don't know. I feel kind of like maybe they're watching me back. And maybe I should... I don't know. I kind of want to follow them, but I'm kind of scared. One of them seems to be signaling me like I should be following them, but they're so loud. They're so loud. And that's not good. And now I gotta find the other joker and move it to the top of my deck. Oh no. Oh no. But yeah. Yeah. I might... Maybe I'll try to make my way over there. I don't know. Let me see. That's not a joker, that was a jack. I lost my mind. Sometimes when you're playing, your brain scrambles a little bit, and that's okay. This is an authentic experience for you, dear listener. All right, so that was our little Jack of Diamonds. Isn't he just about a delight? Off we are to try to follow the trees, because that seems like a wise decision. So the next card for today is the Ten of Clubs. Back to the factions. So while I'm following the trees, trying to get to the trees to follow them, I really wish I could figure out what they was trying to show me. I started to smell smoke, and I thought that maybe something was on fire. Maybe that's what they wanted me to see, but no. No, it's a bunch of people gathered around a fire. I'm kind of crouching down behind some bushes. It looks like maybe they're having a funeral. And then one of them saw me. They told me, come over. Get over here, girl. Are you going to grieve with us? I mean, the fire was hot. And everybody's kind of looking at me. The fire is burning. I mean, it made me sad, because, I mean, I'm scared all the time at home, and the woods have gotten so weird lately, and there's so many people these days. There didn't used to be this many people. And I miss my grandma. I wish she's here. She'd tell me what to do about these things, so yeah. Yeah, I do grieve with them, and I say so. And we all cry, holler. I see something in the fire, and it makes me nervous because it looks like it looks my my granny's rosary, but it can't be her rosary, right? Because she died 3 years ago, and there's no way she'd be in these woods. There's just no way. It's too hot to get them. I don't know. I gotta go. King of Clubs. And this is it. A tornado. All of this starts to blow. As I get worked up, the harder the wind blows, and a tornado touches down, nearly tears everything up around us. I ran, and I tripped. There's a ditch real close, so I crawled to it, and I get down in there and cover my head like my mom always told me. And it's loud, and I can't even hear the mourners no more. I think they all got blown away. I don't know. When it finally gets quiet, though, I get up, and I ache. I kind of hurt. You have to fall down like that. I had to find a stick, because I think I twisted something in my leg. I think it came for us. I think it came for us and the mourners. I don't know what they did or who they was burning up, but I think the woods got mad about it, and I hope they're not mad at me. I hope they're not mad at me. Okay, so I need to keep that card in front of me. And pull from the tower. But I'm not going to pull from the tower. I'm going to use the queen from before and hide that. And the day's getting on. We still got two more cards, and it's been such an eventful day. Okay, this is a five of hearts. Back to our roots. I'm limping along on this darn stick, and I ache. Now my armpit hurts from using the darn stick, and my ankle hurts. And I know I'm not supposed to go into caves. I know it. But I know there's a shortcut through home, or to home through one of the boys from school done told me. And I don't know. I passed by one just a minute ago, and I really thought about it, but there's a voice. It's my Nana's voice. My granny, she was calling out to me from that darn cave. I didn't take that shortcut home. They burn her all up, and then there's a tornado, and darn it, if her voice wasn't coming from that cave, these woods, I don't want to leave them, but they're getting so scary. But they want me. Those trees wanted to show me this. I know they did. I don't think it was a trick. Pull a bingo stick. Darn it. Right. Oh, all of the hearts. Jack of hearts. So I'm hobbling along away from that cave, and I start to smell it. It's blood. I know what blood smells like. So strong I can taste it on my lips. There's a trail of it, and I follow it. I do. Maybe I shouldn't have, because that little snot nose, it used to knock me down all the time. At Sunday school, when we go outside to play, ring around a Rosie. Yeah. Yeah, it's him. It's him, and he dead. He real dead. I think those people who brought me the heart might have done him in. There's something carved on him, on his chest. It's gross. It's moving and oozing, and I don't know what it is. But he deserved it. He always picked on people littler than him. And I was always littler than him. I wasn't the only one. That's my knife. That's my knife next to him. It's my knife next to him. I don't know why. I don't know why. I gotta go. It's been a long day and I don't know why. I need to get this cleaned up though. Mama can't see this. It's time to go. Pull from the tower. Eep. Oh no! No! Well? Tower fell, so my run is over. Abandon. Tower falls. Your connection to the woods was always tenuous. A careful yet dangerous bond. The woods blessed you with many gifts, but they demanded too much in return. You felt the link you had slip through your fingers, and suddenly it was as if you were starving. Your vision left you first, and your sense of smell immediately followed. You heard unworthy echo incessantly, for your hearing dulled into nothing, and the salty flavor of blood washed through your mouth as you lost your ability to taste and finally lost your sense of touch. I remember the last thing I saw was the blood on my knife. I know what I'd done, but I don't remember doing it. Something in the woods, something with the trees, maybe. Maybe that heart. Maybe. I really thought I'd be queen someday of these woods. If they'd take me in, they'd accept me. But I done killed something that wasn't supposed to be killed, I guess. Now it's over. And that, my friends, was my playthrough of Carved by the Garden by Cassie Mauflin. This is a creepy flippin' game, y'all. No lie. That said, do I like it? Yes. Will I play it again? Yes. I will likely journal. Like, write out the journal when I play it. This has... the potential to get you a real good short story, doesn't it? Good job, Cassie. I am creeped thoroughly out in the middle of my day, and nothing has done that to me in a while. Take those safety warnings seriously, y'all. As I was looking through, finding the meanings of my cards, I caught glimpses of other things, and I'm not going to spoil them for you because I've spoiled enough with this playthrough. But yeah, the things that I saw aren't the most intense things in this game. I really was able to live up to keeping this PG-13 for you. So, you know, this has been Kim with A Shot of Cthulhu, and I want to wish you all a happy Halloween.